Now,
the rest of the story. The tanker captain was a proud man. In fact, nobody knew better than the men in his crew. Laughing, they would swap stories involving the egocentricities of their haughty commander, privately, of course, for no one dared imagine the consequences should the captain find himself the object of ridicule. There's one story in particular that made the tanker crewman laugh the loudest, an incident that occurred on shore one day. Nobody ever reminded the captain of what had happened, but nobody had to. This is the rest of the story. The tanker was docked near Santa Barbara, California. It had stopped to take on a cargo of crude at Elwood Oil Field. Captain of the vessel was in his quarters. There was a knock at the door. It was the first mate with news that had come in over the ship's radio. A ceremony had been planned on shore, a formal ceremony at which the captain and his crew would be welcomed by oil company officials and local politicians. Well, one corner of the captain's mouth curled in a slight sly smirk, but inside he was beaming. At long last, he declared under his breath, credit where it was so long overdue. Recognition for his tireless, splendid service. He must prepare at once to receive this much-deserved honor. Within an hour, a shore party of ship's officers had disembarked, leading them, bedecked in his finest uniform, his proudest expression, reminding one very much of a stern General MacArthur stomping landward through the surf, was the tanker captain. Decisively planting each foot with each stride, chin held high, the captain was climbing the inclined path that led from the beach, when suddenly he slipped. One of his men reached out to steady him, but missed, and down went the commander seat first into a cluster of prickly pear cactus. There are some who say that if you stand on that shore even to this day, you can still hear the scream echoing. Well, certainly then everybody heard, and everybody looked. Oh, but nobody laughed. Nobody laughed. Until the captain had struggled to his feet once more, reluctantly, painfully bent forward so that his officers could remove the cactus spines, one painful one at a time, from the commander's magnificent posterior. And that is when some workers on a nearby oil rig, unable to contain themselves any longer, started to laugh. And they laughed, and they laughed, and they laughed. Not a word, not even a smile from the tanker crew or from those who had assembled to welcome them, but glaring up at that oil rig, hearing the laughter of that oil rig crew. The captain solemnly promised himself that someday, some way, they would pay. Brief years later, the tanker captain, Japanese tanker captain Kotsunoshino, did purposely return to the waters off Santa Barbara. This time he was not at the helm of an oil tanker. This time he was commanding a Japanese submarine. At 7:07 p.m., February 23, 1942, that captain ordered the first Japanese attack on the United States mainland, firing 25 shells from a 5.5-inch deck gun for more than half an hour at Elwood Oil Field. As they were making their getaway, the submarine crew observed that Captain Nishino seemed to be taking the war rather personally. Well, you know that's so, because now you know the rest of the story.